Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Deborah. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona area. My one thing that I pray for just pretty consistently is just for God's will.
Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today. Dr. Randy Carlson here in the radio studio, talking to our friends all around the country today and to our Facebook friends who've joined us. Welcome as well. And we want you to participate. Well, you can post a comment below. The rest, everybody's welcome to give me a call. I am live, 888-888-1717. You know, the Bible says we are to encourage one another. And I decided what I'd like to do today is to just open the phone lines to you all to take up just a very brief, I know your stories can be very long, but just very briefly, an answered prayer. You want to give out a shout out, glory to God for an answered prayer in your life. What is that one answered prayer? What is it? Okay, 888-888-1717. Wish we had time to hear all the long stories because I know they're powerful, but just condense here in 30 seconds or a minute. Tell me, hey, what has God done in your life? One answered prayer for your life, for your health, for your own emotions, for your own growth personally. What has God done that you want to give it a shout out today to encourage others? Okay. 888-888-1717 or on Facebook, just comment below. Tell us that one prayer that God has answered in your life. I'm like all of us, you probably have a lot. You're still waiting on, pending, and trusting God, knowing that He answers in His own time, in His own way. But we certainly want to stop and give a shout out to what God has been doing in our lives. 888-888-1717 is our phone number. You're welcome to join us. Let's get started by hearing the rest of that call from Deborah. Take a listen.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Deborah. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona area. My one thing that I pray for just pretty consistently is just for God's will. And that may seem like a silly thing, I suppose, to pray for because I do believe God's going to have His will in our lives regardless. But I know myself that sometimes I can push things and push things that I would like to see happen, and God will allow those things, I think, just to show me that He had a better plan all along. So when I am facing situations where I'm really not sure what to do, I try really hard to just do the footwork on whatever needs done, and then just to pray about it and not to try and infuse my will in there or necessarily asking for the things that I want or want to happen, but just remembering to say, Your will, please. I find the most peace and joy and just comfort in knowing that I turn these things over to God. So that is my prayer for God's will. Thank That's you, great. And thank you so much for your program. And again, my name's Deborah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Deborah. Thank you for your call. Sharing that story, asking for prayer. Hey, listen, when we talk about prayer, our lines get really busy. We want to get to as many today as possible. One answer to prayer is a shout out, an encouragement to others. Frankly, you're talking to me, but you're also talking to thousands of others, right? Online and on the radio and on our podcast and streaming around the world. Shout out to what God has been doing. One answered prayer, 888-888-1717. Or on Facebook, just comment below and we'll get those up. Answered prayers. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phone lines. Line two, we have Jennifer, who's ready from Wisconsin. Hey, Jennifer, how you doing? Are you there? Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
There we go.
Yes, I am.
I appreciate your call.
Hello.
What's your answered prayer
Hello.
Today?
Well, 3 years ago, my mom passed and my kids and family stopped talking to me. And I've been praying real hard for 3 years. And this past December, my kids did reach out to me except for one. With all the health conditions that are going on, I wish she would listen to me and open her heart and open the doors and keep praying.
And so you're reconnecting. You're giving a shout out that God has been restoring some brokenness in some relationships?
Yes.
That's great.
I just need one more daughter.
Well, listen, you're bringing up a very important part of prayer. Often it has to do with relationships. Things can get out of whack, times of death, changes sibling moments, I call them, or family moments of crisis where families can get sort of out of whack. Things are said or done or misunderstood, but praying for God to restore, and He is powerful. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go from Wisconsin to New Mexico. Monica, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. What's an answered prayer you want to give a shout out to God today?
Father, thank you, Father, for giving me a home when I knew I was coming homeless in the end of December. Thank you, Father, for giving me a good job that I'm still with today. Thank you, Father, for your answered prayers to taking me out of this COVID situation and keeping me working at home. That is my answered prayer, Father. Thank you. I lift you up, Father. Thank you.
Amen. Good for you. Thank you, Monica, for that. And, you know, I was thinking about homelessness, and it reminded me of what so many people are facing right now around the world. We see it in the news, but there's sort of a spotlight right now on this war that's been put on to Ukraine. And we have millions of people who are homeless, never expecting that to occur. Hundreds of thousands of children that are homeless. And we see that not only there, but around the world and even our own country. And so, answered prayer for Monica. Thank you, Monica, for that. Answered prayer, that's the question today. We're throwing it out. It's intentional living, 888-888-1717. Brenda is in Michigan. Hey, Brenda, how you doing?
Hello, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's the answered prayer today?
I just wanted to let people know that when you're praying, don't ever give up, because my husband and I prayed for a baby for 15 years. We've been married 15 years, went to multiple fertility specialists, and we're always given bad news. And we finally stopped going to the doctor and just said, Lord, if you want us to have a baby, it's going to have to be all from you, because we can't do these fertility treatments any longer. And after being married 15 years, God blessed us with a son.
Pretty special, isn't it?
A very special. Biggest blessing and joy of my life. It had nothing to do with fertility, because we weren't even going. It was all God who is the great physician.
What do you say, Brenda, to those, and there's women listening, I know, and men, couples, who have prayed.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed infertility. They prayed, and they're not getting that kind of answer. And they hear your story and say, why can't I be Brenda? Why can't I be Brenda? It's a reminder that God has different plans for different people.
Yes, He certainly does.
Different
and
paths.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Because I used to say the same thing when I would hear people would complain, you know, oh, we've been married a year and we're not pregnant yet. And I'm like, yeah, I'll try 10 years or try 11 years or try, you know, and I would do the same thing. Like, God, why them? Why not me? Why? How come we can't have a baby? And I would cry out to the Lord. And I was getting older, you know, and I just kept thinking, oh, I have to have a baby by the time I'm 40, because then it's too late. Or by the time I'm 35, or by the time, you know, whatever, I would put God in a box. And I finally felt Him saying to me, don't put me in that worldly box, because I have not forgotten you.
Yeah,
and I just completely started depending on Him, studying His word, talking about, you know, I would pray according to His will. Well, is for us to have the desires of our heart. His will is for a woman not to be barren, for that womb to be open, the quiver to be filled with arrows. And I would just start praying those scriptures of His blessings over us every day. And the end result was my son. We named him Malachi, and he is the biggest blessing of my life. And I am just so thankful. And my thing to you out there, the people that are waiting, is don't give up. Don't lose your faith. Don't listen to the world. And don't listen to people that say you're too old or you've waited too long, because don't put God in a box.
That's for sure. Thank you, Brenda. And, you know, I do want to add, though, for those, as you're trusting God, sometimes it is very possible that God's path is going to be different. One of the powerful things we've experienced, we know, we understand our own life and family, the power of adoption. We know that God has different things in store for different people. The point is that we trust God, you know? We don't try to manipulate, maneuver, do it ourselves, but know that God has different plans for each of us. Brenda, we're so pleased for you and your family that God moved in that direction, and congratulations on that little guy. Lots of calls today. You want to join in, one shout out, one prayer that you say, hey, I want to say, God, thank you for answering that prayer. Some others still waiting maybe, but thank you for answered prayer. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, or for my Facebook friends looking in here today, you can comment right below, and we'll read that on the air, okay? Quick break, Joel. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to join me and my wife, Donna, for a time of spiritual renewal and building lifelong memories. Join us for the 2022 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska.
Explore breathtaking destinations in Alaska, along with Dr. Randy Carlson and special guest artist, Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave.
I am redeemed.
The Intentional Living Alaska Cruise sails June 12th, 2022. Book your cabin at theintentionallife.com.
You know, I hope you'll do that. It's coming up. I can't believe it. June 12th through 19th. You heard the information. Cruise to Alaska. We're going to be seeing some of the most beautiful sights in the world. I get a chance to do some teaching, sharing with you. And here's the thing that's cool about this cruise is because of the size of our group, we're going to be small enough that we can spend time communicating, Q&A, sharing. Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave, going to leading us in worship. You're going to get to know he and his wife and family. My wife, Donna, will be with me. Evan Carlson, his wife, Kelly, our ministry president, will be there as well. He's going to be doing some teaching. We're just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. If you're thinking, wow, this is the time. It's get back out there, breathe some fresh air. Do something special. I've been putting off for a while. Maybe for you and your spouse, you and your family, come. We got singles coming as well. We're just going to have a fantastic week sharing and fellowship together with other believers in the power of God's word and intentional living. You can get your cabin today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can click on the events. All the information is there for you. Here's what we're doing today. We open the phone lines live, asking one question, one answered prayer that you want to give a shout out to God for in your life. Give him the glory for it and share with others to encourage. Phone lines are busy, jammed, 888-888-1717. We begin a very special several days tomorrow for Intentional Living. It's sort of our gathering time. It's our kind of our spring fundraising time, where we're going to be asking for you all to come and be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. And we've had a sort of a pre-emphasis. I've mentioned it a few times, but today is the last chance to get in on this what we call our pre-gathering time or pre-drive time. And your support's going to make a big difference. I'll tell you more about that in a moment and how your support helps and what we want to send to you to say thank you for your support. I'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, though, back to the calls. JC is in Arizona. Hi, JC. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to give a shout out to for God's glory today?
I want to give a shout out to Answered Prayer, that he actually took his lovely hands and put them on each side of my face and made me turn and look at a building that was on my right as I was driving to Home Depot one Sunday morning. I was thinking, God, I really need to be in church today, and I don't have a church, and it's been about 20 years, and I've been to a few and just could never, find one that just felt right. So I was driving by, and it's like these invisible hands came down and went, boop, and I go, oh, you talking to me, Lord? Because I'm listening. So I went to that church, and from the moment I walked in, it was as if I walked into my own home.
Wow.
And with that answered prayer came a lot of other answered prayers, new friends, new ways to get involved, even knowing the pastor and his wife now on a personal level, and never had that before.
That's awesome.
These people at this church are so open and friendly and welcoming that I've never felt it before, and I've been a Christian since 84.
Good for you. So you've been away from the church and You know, a lot of people, I think we change patterns and habits, and maybe you've been hurt in your church or in a relationship. It's easy to pull away, and, you know, we need to stay connected. And so JC reminds us, going to Home Depot, God turns her head and says, hey, why don't you stop here? Makes a difference. Very powerful. Hey, thank you, JC, for your call today.
You're welcome. Can I put a plug in for the church?
Sure.
It's called Haven Church. It used to be called Glendale Church of the Nazarene. And mm-hmm. One more thing, Randy, you did a marriage encounter there that my husband and I went to years before.
Yeah.
When it was called Glendale Nazarene Church. And my husband and I, we enjoyed it very much. We loved the comfort of the building, the people that were there, which were from all over the valley, obviously. But it was years after that I finally came and just said, oh, you want me to go there?
Okay. That's fantastic. Haven Church. And who's the pastor? Pastor and pastor's wife?
Barry Carney.
Yes. Yes, I know Barry, and I've heard really good things about what he's doing there, he and his family. Haven Church in Glendale in Arizona. Thank you, JC. Appreciate it. Let me move on here. We go to Vince in Arizona. Hi, Vince. Or Vince, I'm sorry. How are you today, Vince?
I'm a blessed man, and how are you?
Good, good. What do you want to give a shout-out to, an answered prayer?
Well, I just think the Lord that he's never given up on me. And for the last few years, it's always been trust and believe. And he's starting to show me through signs, miracles, and wonders that he works out all things. Even when I mess up, he works them and works it out. And so, hey, Phoenix, enjoy the cool weather we're having today. Dr. Randy, I just picked up on your show the last couple of days. Loving it. A couple nights ago, there was with the girl, and it really touched my heart about her boyfriend texting an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so... Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask were you spinning the dial? How did you find the station or the program?
Well, here's what happened. I was listening to some rock and roll, and through signs, wonders, and miracles, my mother passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. She loved hummingbirds, and I deliver for a company here, a national company, and I kept ending up on Mockingbird and Hummingbird, and Hummingbirds was her favorite. And I felt that the Lord had, it was her birthday, March 27th, and I felt that the Lord answered her prayer and allowed her to kind of speak through the Holy Spirit to me what he wanted to speak to me. And I was able to purchase a car. I was driving an Expedition, and with this gas prices, I wasn't making no money delivering. And he's healing my heart. He's, and that when I...
So you got in, let me see if I understand. You get in the car, and that's how you find the station, basically.
I just started going through it, and... It had some Christian music, and then your show came on in the evening.
Huh. Wow. Powerful. Okay, Vince, listen, you keep listening not only to the show but the whole day, because the whole day is filled with so much to help you. We try to balance everything throughout the day, and I know all of our Christian stations around the country do the same to encourage people. In our case, we really talk about living that intentional life in Christ. Quick break, Joel. We'll be right back talking about to God's glory answered prayer today.
The last three chapters of the book of Ephesians is all about the moments of our life. How are we to respond in the moments? He goes on to say in chapter 4, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be angry, do not sin. Stop stealing, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. He's telling people that here's how, when you're facing a problem in your life, you're supposed to live.
You know, we're at the end of the month. They're right there. And it's a last call for the teaching this month. It's already gone out by email, both video and audio of the teaching, the lesson, the class this month on the topic of miles and moments based on Psalm 119, that God is with us in the moments and the miles of life. And it's a last call for new members this month to be included in receiving the teaching this month, miles and moments, plus last call to receive as a new member becoming a part of the Intentional Living community, our best-selling book for couples called Starve for Affection, Why We Crave It, Why It's Important, and How It Can Change Your Life, Affection, Love, and Respect. And we want to get that into your hands. And as I mentioned, tomorrow we're starting a very special sort of campaign for several days and helping make sure we can continue as a listener-supported ministry. As we close out this pre-week that we've had, we still have a ways to go. And so I haven't really shared with you much other than to say that your support today is going to make a big difference. And I want to thank some friends like Michelle from Phoenix, who's given a gift of $300 to help Intentional Living. Thank you. John from North Carolina has joined us. Here's Cheryl, also from Arizona. Here's a call that's come in from Kansas. Rebecca, thank you from Lenexa for your support. We appreciate it. Here's a call from Cuba, New Mexico. Thank you for your call. And you can join us. The best way today is to go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. We'll get this out to you. Okay? Thank you for your support. Hey, listen, I want to get to these calls before we run out of time. People giving a shout out as an answered prayer. Let's go to New Mexico. Amy is next. Hi there, Amy. Appreciate your call.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Well, Randy, I wanted to say I'm thankful for the little things that God puts in my path to let me know that he's there and also let me know that he has my son and he's okay.
Mm.
I'm a hospice nurse, and I lost my son this last October to suicide.
Oh,
he was only
sorry.
11, and the signs are there that, you know, barely any signs were there is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And we didn't catch it, you know, and I'm a hospice nurse and on my way to pronounce somebody today. Mm. And it's extremely windy today here in New Mexico. I pulled up and got out of the car and prayed about being able to provide the most care and love for God that I could for these people I was about to go and comfort. And I got out of the car and noticed that there was a Nerf bullet on the ground. And he used to play Nerf Wars with us. It was like his favorite thing to do with the whole family. Mm. And it was just sitting there still. And it just reminds me that God has my son, that he's fine, that we're fine, that we're still alive. We still have something to live for. And that, you know, I still have my husband. We're still married. And yeah. We're still looking forward to things. And I'm just so grateful to be able to do that, knowing that there's somewhere I will see him again. Because if I didn't have that, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would feel.
I don't know, without hope. Hey, you're about to walk in to talk to this family?
I did already.
And you did?
I've already provided that care.
Mm.
And I got in the car and heard you talking about comforting people. And, you know, I've decided to start a podcast for my own grief. But one of the thoughts that I have is it's very difficult as a parent of a child that has been lost because it feels like you have no name, you know, like when there's a person that has a spouse that passes, they're called widow. And that widow can just say, I'm a widow. And nobody immediately asks, you know, how did it happen or something like that. But when you have to say, I am the parent of a deceased child, people ask immediately, what happened?
Yeah.
And then you don't get the right to have this one word that explains who you are that gives you the right to get out of that conversation without having to say all of that. You just get this respect. So it's hard to struggle with things like feeling like you have no name or no place or your life as you know it has gone and changed. But if you have God in your life, it won't. And it hasn't.
Well, you're it's a parent. You're a parent of loss and grief and restoration and hope in this process. Yes. May I pray for you, Amy?
Yes. And I wanted to say for the guy before, hummingbirds are my personal sign from God. Everything is okay. It made me feel good.
I love hummingbirds as well. In fact, we have a hummingbird feeder in our front yard, and it's been the thing with our grandkids who now live in Africa. When they were visiting with us last year, we kept that going, and it's kind of drained out. You know, I just haven't kept up, and I told Donna just yesterday when the kids are coming back to visit with us, excuse me, from Africa, the mission field here, and that'll be our little project because we love to see those. Let me pray for you, Amy. Father, I do pray for Amy. You've given her hope, encouragement, and her words, I'm sure, have encouraged someone today going through something maybe similar, maybe not, but touching their lives. I pray you'll continue to encourage Amy. Thank you for her service and helping others and for the hope she has that someday she'll see her son again. Amen. Puts it in perspective, doesn't it, guys? Karen is on the line in Arizona. Hi, Karen. Appreciate your call. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dr. Carlson. I'm doing great.
Good. What's your answered prayer today?
Well, I definitely would say it is trusting God. Trusting God with the word, being open with my life and being open in my church and staying connected with my church as well. And I'm just really humbly grateful for that.
Hey, listen, hang on for a minute, Karen. We got to wrap up the show, but I'll talk to you offline here in a moment. This has been good. Thank you. I'm sorry we didn't get to many of your calls and comments today. If you're on Facebook, continue to just share your comments there. We'd love to hear from you. Answered prayer, one thing that God has answered in your life, or if you have a prayer need, we at our website have a prayer wall where thousands of people from all over the world post prayer requests. You're welcome to do that. Just come to our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Joel, master engineer, super whiz with technology. And thank you for turning my microphone on so I could talk today. And there, Stephen, thank you, my friend, the producer for all of this, taking your calls, and Gino over there, making sure my That's a Pretty Face got on Facebook today. Appreciate it. Hey, we got to run. We'll see you next time. Tomorrow, something really special. Hope you'll join us for Intentional Living.